Mindy here. Hey, before we start the show, I just wanted to let all members of our World Organization of Wowzers know that you can now play Two What's in a Wow on Kahoot! Just ask your grown-up to log you into your membership page on Tinkercast.com, peep in under games, and play with your friends, your family, even your classmates. And while you're at it, check out the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook. For more, visit Tinkercast.com/shop. That's it, and now let the games begin. Okay, you little bloodsucker, I am going to introduce you to some new food so you don't have to buzz around all day trying to eat me.
Hey, Mindy, what's going on? Oh, wow, what are you doing with all these lemons and potatoes and eggs?
Oh, hey, Guy Raz, thanks for coming. I sure could use a hand or a foot.
Well, I've only got two, but sure, what time are we eating, Chef?
Oh, we're not eating. I'm trying to get my new roommate over there to eat something other than my blood.
Blood? New roommate?
Yeah, he's over there in his cage. He won't even talk to me.
Mindy, that's because he's a mosquito. Come here, little guy. I won't hurt you.
I wouldn't get too close to him if I were you.
Oh, he's so cute and little. Here, little fella, I'm just gonna let you out of your cage here. Ah! Mindy, he's chasing me. What do I do?
I tried to warn you.
Ah, he stung me, Mindy. Look at this bump on my arm. It's all red and itchy.
Ooh, this is a good time for a science experiment.
A what?
You know, there are certain foods that work as treatments or remedies. Let's experiment with a few. First, I'm just going to squeeze some of this lemon juice onto your mosquito bite here. Stay still.
Ah!
Did it work?
No, it didn't work. It stings, and now I'm all sticky.
Okay, let me write that down. Lemons, good for stickiness, not good for mosquito bites. Next experiment, let me rub a potato on it.
You know what, Mindy? How about we just put the experiments on hold and let this mosquito bite run its course and just start the show, okay?
Oh, the game show! I almost forgot. Smash the prunes!
Cut the cheese!
And hold your breath in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after whistling through a mouthful of crackers, it's Two What's and a Wow!
Wowzers, it's time for another jaw-dropping round of Two What's in a Wow.
Two What's in a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the what's. The category for today is food. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 statements about food. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up what's.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about food is the true scientific wow? Is it A, you can treat bee stings by smothering the sting with melted cheese?
Or is it B, the Great Wall of China is held together with sticky rice?
Or is it C, washing your hair with applesauce gets rid of creepy head lice?
Okay, wowzers, when you think you have the correct answer, whisper it to the food that's chilling inside your stomach.
We're going to give you a quick snack break to give you a chance to think, and when we come back, we'll find out if your wow is the winning wow.
Two What's in a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Purple. Purple reinvented the mattress and pillow for adults, and now they are doing the same for kids. Kids deserve great sleep, too. That's why Purple launched a new collection of products just for kids, including a kid mattress and a Purple Kid pillow. Both are made with softer, smaller versions of Purple's Comfort Grid to offer the best support for small sleepers. For a limited time, you'll get 10% off any order of $200 or more. Go to purple.com/wow10 and use promo code WOW10.
The past is never past, and every headline has a history.
I'm Ramtin Arablouei.
I'm Rund Abdelfattah, and we're the hosts of Throughline, NPR's history podcast.
Each week, we go back in time to better understand the present,
bringing lesser-known stories and perspectives to the surface.
Subscribe and listen to Throughline from NPR.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, wowzers, time is up. It's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three statements about food and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow. Was it A, you can treat a bee sting by smothering the sting with melted cheese?
Or was it B, the Great Wall of China is held together with sticky rice?
Or was it C, washing your hair with applesauce gets rid of creepy head lice?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Enzo from Northern California. Enzo, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Enzo, and I'm from Northern California. And my wow in the world is that the Great Wall of China is held together by sticky rice. Bye! I don't like your show. I love your show.
Winner, winner, warm cheese, rice, and applesauce for dinner.
Enzo, that is correct. Contestants, if you guess the answer B, that the Great Wall of China is held together with sticky rice, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, wowzers.
When scientists took a piece of the Great Wall of China and looked at what made it so strong that it could survive for 1,500 years and counting, they found, you guessed it, sticky rice. Using the special ingredients in construction was one of the greatest inventions of the Ming Dynasty. And if you like sticky rice like I do, it's one of the most delicious discoveries, too.
And if you guessed A or C, you weren't too far off. While warm, melted cheese may not be a great remedy for bee stings, or a remedy at all, ice is. After a bee sting, grab a cube of ice and rub it on the bump. It'll help keep the swelling down.
And if you chose C, it turns out that there is a food that helps get rid of lice. Only it's not applesauce. It's actually mayonnaise. You just want to make sure you slather it on. Now, Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible
and edible
Leaning Tower of Pizza. Wait, pizza? I think this is supposed to say pizza.
Nope. The invisible Leaning Tower of Pizza looks almost exactly like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, except with cheese all over it. And if you put it next to you at the dinner table, it may just lean all the way into your mouth and onto your taste buds.
Mindy, are you sure this is the prize?
Yes, of course I'm not sure, Guy Raz. But I sure am hungry.
Actually, so am I. Well, congratulations to all of the winning wowzers out there today. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation No Seafood.
Eating with your eyes closed.
Oh, I get it now. No seafood. Scientists conducted tests to see how sight affects the way our brain tastes food.
They discovered that people often decide whether or not they'll like a food based on that food's color.
And this is because your eyes tell your brain what it thinks food will taste like before you even put it on your tongue.
But what if you couldn't see the color of your food? What if you couldn't even see the food?
For this challenge, you'll need to place a blindfold over your eyes while a grown-up assistant presents you with three different foods or flavors from your kitchen. It's up to you to identify these foods and flavors without your eyes having to do half the work.
And be sure to clean up the mess when you finish your experiment.
And don't forget to take a photo or video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to come back on Monday for a brand new episode of Wow in the World. And again on Friday for a new episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Until then,
keep on wowing! Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers team is made up of Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, and Heba Gouda.
Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer. Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team. And Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. Find the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook wherever books are sold, or visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info.
And if you'd like to become a member of the World Organization of Wowzers, where you can get an autographed picture of me and Mindy, an exclusive t-shirt, magnifying goggles, special activities for each episode, and much more, visit tinkercast.com to find out how.
And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening. Now go forth and find your wow.
Two What's and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.